Maybe you need some seltzer. Maybe you want to say something. I'm Marty the Seltzer Man. And you can say something after you hear the sound of seltzer splashing.
You deliver a box of seltzer tomorrow morning. Yell up in the garden next to the house. Yell, Seltzer Man!
Seltzer Man, bring us seltzer as soon as you can.
In this age of self-service chemical food, disposable underwear, and computer banking, it's refreshing to find a product which is made with natural ingredients, is packaged beautifully, and is delivered by a real live human being. Carrying on a Jewish tradition which dates back to the turn of the century, Marty the Seltzer Man will deliver seltzer water to your home in Manhattan. He also delivers syrups for egg cream addicts. But for $3.50, Marty brings a case of 10 blue fluted crystal bottles with silver siphons to your house, and he'll come back and replenish your supply every 3 weeks. Now, although there are other seltzer delivery men in New York City, Marty the Seltzer Man has distinguished his business by driving around in a van which he's painted with huge cartoon seltzer bottle characters. He also designs his own posters. But once you are one of Marty's customers, there's the extra treat of the telephone message.
Hello, it's Marty the Seltzer Man. If you have any message about seltzer or any other thing, please mention it after you hear seltzer splashing.
We have finished all the seltzer that you gave us before. If only you'd stop by, you could give us some more. Thank you kindly.
I need another case.
Time for a new case of seltzer. I want 2 boxes chocolate, you bet. Make it 3 chocolate boxes, you bet. 1 sherry.
Yes.
What else would you do more,
baby? 2 cherries.
Okay, make it 2 cherries. And he says, no, it's an answering service. And a partridge in a pear tray.
It's beautiful out today, so please come after 5. I'll be expecting you. Goodbye, Booty.
We need some of that stuff. Bring the syrup, too. And don't forget, we need it.
Recently, I went with Marty to the seltzer bottling plant in Brooklyn, where he goes each morning to fill his bottles. We talked about the phenomenology of seltzer and the business.
It's German, but I don't understand how it got its name. I think it first started in Prussia, in East Prussia, somewhere in the 1800s. But it really begins when the siphon bottle was invented. It's about 1/4-inch thick glass with a top made out of lead and zinc and a valve that takes in the gas and the water and mixes it together as it fills. You'll see it at the plant.
We've run out of seltzer, and it's a desperate situation. Any help on your part would be appreciated.
Yeah. The nature of my message is that nature needs seltzer.
Hey, Marty, won't you come over today? Hey, dear Marty, we need seltzer in a very bad way. This is Polly and mine at 327 Canal.
I usually get up in the morning at about 7, 8 o'clock and go to the bottling plant. I go to the one right over the Williamsburg Bridge. And it's run by Lou Weinstein.
You do it every morning?
Yeah, I do it every morning. My truck holds about 35 to 40 cases. And I sometimes go twice a day.
Had you been into seltzer, like drinking seltzer all your life? Or?
Well, I like seltzer. I remember having it delivered to my parents' house in Bronzeville.
This is Mrs. Abrams. I need seltzer for the holidays.
We need some seltzer. It's not Passover without seltzer.
3 years ago, I was living in a house that was having seltzer delivered. One day the seltzer man sat down by the table and started talking to me. He was interested in selling his business. He decided in the end not to sell it, but I had already started the drawings, the graphics for the cards, and what might appear on the truck.